Problem Talk with Teens.
Broadcasting the future.
And changing the world.
Imagine spending your entire life as a hospital patient or prisoner, and this will only begin to approximate the life of an animal in a laboratory.
In the U.S., it has been observed that, on an average, about 1,700 to 1,300 animals are discarded every year in each county.
These animals go through a life of pain, terror, and loneliness, only to be killed in the end.
We spoke to Catherine Lewis of Animal Learn to find out more about the organization and their focus.
We would try to encourage people that are using animals to, again, replace them where possible, reduce the numbers of animals used, and refine the way the experiments are carried out. The testing of one substance alone can involve using between 800 animals and can cost about $6 million.
Catherine goes on to explain some of the failings of current testing methods.
It's really bad scientifically because to predict toxicity and other safety issues, as well as the effectiveness of new products and traditional testing of chemicals, consumer products, medical devices and new drugs has involved the use of animals for a long time. The idea that all new products should be tested for safety in animal studies before being approved for human testing is based on the assumption that animals respond to drugs and substances like little humans. The past decades have shown that the opposite is true. Animals oftentimes respond differently and unpredictably. So animal-based testing can cause suffering, distress, and death for animals used, and is often done without anesthesia, but it's also questionable if there's any scientific value.
Imagine living in a 2x2x2 crate. Imagine living out your life and dying without leaving this crate other than to be slaughtered.
Most test subject animals are never exposed to fresh air or sunshine, only prison bars and ice-cold concrete.
With the amount of alternatives on the market, it's not impossible to shop cruelty-free.
Catherine discusses alternative methods of testing that have been developed at Harvard University's Weiss Institute.
Harvard University's Weiss Institute sought to create a more viable option for using animals, and they're now using human cells to mimic, what they're doing is they're creating organs on a chip that contain human cells grown in a state-of-the-art system to mimic the structure and function of human organs and organ systems. So these chips can be used instead of using animals in disease research, drug testing, toxicity testing, and they have been shown to replicate human physiology, diseases, and drug responses more accurately than animal experiments do.
There are many ways to reduce the cruelty inflicted during animal testing.
And as consumers,
it is our responsibility
to purchase products
that support ethical testing practices. This is Kashana,
Haley,
Alex,
and Amanda.
Problem Talk with Teens was produced at the studios of the Saturday Light Brigade
by students participating in Holy Family Academy's radio broadcast journalism program.
All statements and opinions are those of the speakers
and do not necessarily represent those of Holy Family Academy